When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Buds below, up is where to grow, up with which below can compare with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Life down a hole takes an awful toll, what with not a soul there to share with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Wake up, bestir yourself. It's time that you disinter yourself. You've got a spot to fill, a pot to fill. And what a gift package of showers, sun and love. You'll be met above everywhere with fondled and sniffed by millions who drift by. Life here is rosy if you're a posy. Hurry, it's lovely. Lovely up here. Climb up geranium, it can't be fun. Subterranean on the exterior, it's cheerier. RSVP, peonies pollinate the breeze, make the queen of bees hot as brandy. Come give at least a preview of Easter. Come up and see the hoot we're giving. Come up and see the grounds for living. Come poke your head out. Open up.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. Mathis. It cannot be fun, Subterranean. Especially now when it's practically mid-April and there are no flowers yet to be seen. Where is spring? Anyway, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here at 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual signature NPR stations, now emanating out of Suffolk County all the way westward along the Long Island Expressway. So you can enjoy it in your car practically all the way to New York City. Well, it is the middle of April and often we do a springtime show, but I think today we're going to do a floral show, as it were. Today is Broadway bouquet. I often said, like, the time I do a show that's all about colors is the day you have to cart me away. But this is all about flowers in their various peregrinations in the many ways in which they show up in the flower bed of the American musical Back Through Time. That song we heard when we started was from On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, beautiful score by Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane. Does anybody know what the original title was? Anybody? Yes? No? You in the back? I Can't Work with Alan J. Lerner by Dick Rogers? No. It was actually called I Picked a Daisy. The lead character is named Daisy Gamble, and you hear all about those flowers that come sprout out of the earth. And that wonderful cover was done by Johnny Mathis, one of the few men, practically only guy I know who covered that wonderful song from that score. Well, flowers, of course, have always been part of music, classical music, opera, so on and so forth. Here is a song from the Hitchy Coup of 1919. And you're all going, oh, Larry, please, why do we have to listen to that? Well, you do, because it was one of the very first songs written for Broadway by Cole Porter. And it's sung by the estimable William Bulkham and Joan Morris.
Flowers blooming wild. It took me once more to the dear days of yore and a spot that I loved as a child. There were the phlox, tall hollyhocks, violets perfuming the air, frail eglantines, shy columbines, and marigolds everywhere. It was an old-fashioned garden, just an old-fashioned garden, but it carried me back to that dear little shack in the land of long ago. I saw an old-fashioned missus getting old-fashioned kisses in that old-fashioned garden from an old-fashioned home.
Marguerite, pick the grapes with me. There are silver birds upon her fingers. All the little birds come out to see. Ma belle Marguerite, so beautiful to see. L'aimant de ma petite Marguerite, picking grapes with me. Ding a 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 ding. In October when they filled the wine press, Marguerite tried the grapes with me. Marguerite has the feet of angels, all the little boys come out to see. Ma belle Marguerite, so beautiful to see. Le pied de ma petite Marguerite tried the grapes with me. In December when the wind is blowing, when the snow is on the cloudy sea, sunshine still is in the golden blouses. Marguerite, drink with me. Ma belle Marguerite, so beautiful to see. La bouche de ma petite Marguerite, drink the sun with me. Ding a 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 ding Marguerite, drink the sun with me. Ma, bella Marguerite, ma, Marguerite, drink it up and oh, Marguerite, drink it up and
that is Ma Belle Marguerite. From a wonderful show called Bless the Bride, a London musical from the 40s, scored by Vivian Ellis. And that was Georges Guettaret, who you may know from the film American in Paris. A fun, fun song. I love it. I heard it once on a Keith Michelle album that he made in 1970. But you may know that a Marguerite is a daisy. So he picked a daisy as well. Let us go to two songs from the two teams, I would say, that dominated the 1950s, Lerner and Lowe and Rodgers and Hammerstein, late 40s through the 50s. Here is a late 40s musical called Brigadoon. And we will hear a song about two very, what would I say, more rough and ready flowers, if that's the way of putting it, beautifully sung in the first case by Jack Cassidy and his charming wife, Shirley Jones, from a Columbia studio cast recording of Brigadoon.
Can't we two go walking together out beyond the valley of trees, out where there's a hillside of heather, curtsying gently in the breeze? That's what I'd like to do, see the heather, but with you. The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather on the hill. The morning dew is blinking yonder, there's lazy music in the rill, and all I want to do is wander through the heather on the hill. There may be other days as rich and rare, there may be other springs as full and fair, but they won't be the same, they'll come and go. For this I know, that when the mist in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still, if you're not there, I won't go roaming through the heather on the hill, the heather on the hill.
Say nice things when you want.
Yes. It almost sounded like I was making love to you, didn't it?
Oh, there's a difference between making love and just being sentimental because you're tired.
And is that what I was being, sentimental because I'm tired?
I believe so. It is very agreeable.
The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and we'll go roaming through the heather on the hill. The morning dew is blinking yonder, there's lazy music in the rill, and 'tis a lovely they won't be the same. They'll come and go.
For this I know, that when the mist is in the gloaming,
and all the clouds are holding still,
and all the clouds are holding still,
if you're not there, I won't go roaming
through the heather on the hill, the heather on the
Edelweiss, of course, that rugged mountain flower. I believe it's the national flower of Austria, in fact. From The Sound of Music, that is sung by Ramin Karimloo, who is currently playing Nicky Arnstein in Funny Girl on Broadway. Well, there have been so many flower songs, Lilac Time, Tulip Time, Tiptoe Through the Tulips in pop culture, Orchids in the Moonlight, we didn't get to. So it was only a matter of time in 1940 that Rodgers and Hart made fun of the whole genre as only they could in a wonderful nightclub routine from Pal Joey. Originally, the tenor in this number was Van Johnson, I believe. This is an encore studio recording with Arthur Rubin taking the reins in the flower garden of my heart.
I haven't got a great big yacht, but I'm contented with my lot. I've got one thing much more beautiful and grand. I do not own a racing horse, but that don't fill me with remorse. I possess the finest show place in the land. lovely spot out yonder in the flower garden of my heart. I've got violets as blue as your eyes. I've got dainty narcissus as sweet as my missus, and lilies as pure as the sky. In the flower garden of my heart, I've got roses as red as your mouth. Just to keep our love holy, I've got gladioli and sunflowers fresh from the south. But you are the artist, and love is the art in the flower garden of my heart.
Violet, the flower dear old grandmother wore away, way back in the days of yore. Pixie, away down south in the land of Dixie.
Heather, Sir Harry Lauder sang of its beauties, the decoration of all Scotch cuties.
Lily, the flower of youthful purity, it's very sweet, you have my surety.
Lilac, the sky turns blue and the church bells chime. Ah, love, we love sweet lilac time. If you're 100% American, goodness knows, you'll love the American beauty rose.
In the flower garden of my heart, I've got daisies to tell me you're true. Oh, the west wind will whisk us the scent of hibiscus and heather that's smothered with dew. In the flower garden of my heart, I've got lilacs and dainty sweet peas. You will look like sweet William and smell like a trillium, surrounded by fond bumblebees. But you are the archer and I am the dart in the flower garden of
sweet a young child as you'd find. Her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving their baby behind. Did you hear? This poor little child was only 9 years of age when mother and dad went away. Still she bravely worked at the one thing she knew to earn her few pennies a day. She made artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those artificial flowers, fashioned from Annie's despair. With paper and shears, with some wire and wax, she made up each tulip and mum. As snowflakes drifted into her tenement room, Her baby little fingers grew numb from making artificial flowers. Those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of high fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers made from Annie's despair. They found little Annie all covered with ice, still clutching her poor frozen shears. Amidst all the blossoms she had fashioned by hand and watered with all her young tears. In heavenly gardens and bowers, and instead of a halo, she'll wear around her head a garland of genuine flowers. No more artificial flowers, throw away those artificial flowers. Flowers for ladies of society to wear. From Annie's fashion, from Annie's despair.
Give her the real thing.
Another look at flowers from a slightly more cynical point of view. That was Bobby Darin, a big hit for him from the musical Tenderloin by Buck and Hornick that didn't yield any other hits, frankly. I asked Sheldon Hornick once how he felt about Bobby Darin taking this kind of odd song and turning it into a pop hit. And he said, great. Well, why wouldn't you say that? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are looking at the musical theater garden, hoping that flowers and bright young things will sprout out of the earth and make us happy, because boy, do we need it now, as they used to say about That's Entertainment. Flowers often become a metaphor for other things, for renewal, for joy, for beauty, for color. House of Flowers, a musical by Harold Arlen and Truman Capote, used it to express ladies who were for sale, but in a very beautiful way. Here is Tony Bennett singing the title number from that show.
My house is made of flowers. The warm winds carpet the floor. Whenever there's spring showers, I open up a rainbow door. The frog, the toad, the turtle make my home their home. My curtains are crepe myrtle, and the fireflies fly neath my dome. I've never had money, and I'll never need none. The moon is my lamp, and my clock is the sun. My home's a home for all those things. What grows, what flies, what sings. If it all sounds tempting, and it do you entice, I'd shout it to the heaven that it do make it nice.
Mm-hmm.
Won't you come live with me? I'd come live with me if I were you. If I were you. Won't you come live with me? I'd come live with me if I were you. If I were you.
Incomparable voice of Rebecca Luker from The Secret Garden. Beautifully done. Well, among the flower beds of the American musical, roses take a pride of place. Many, many songs about roses. Here are a few. The big one is sung by the character of Rose herself. Supposedly, when Jerome Robbins heard it played for the first time, he said, "Everything's coming up roses. What? Her what? What does she have?" And Sondheim and Julie Stein had to explain it wasn't Rose apostrophe S. Well, you can figure it out. Here's a wonderful recording from The Score of Gypsy by Angela Lansbury, who we don't play nearly enough here on Broadway to Main Street.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now, honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the tracks. You've got nothing to do but relax. Blow a kiss, take a bow, honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's your inning. Stand the world on its ear. Set it spinning. That will be just the beginning. Cut up like the light. You've got nothing to hit but the heights. You'll be swell, you'll be great. I can tell, just you wait. That lucky star I talk about is you. Honey, everything's coming up roses for me and for you. You can do it. All you need is a hand. Mama is gonna see to it. Cut up like the light. We've got nothing to hit but the heights. I can tell, wait and see. There's a bell, follow me. And nothing's gonna stop us till we're through. Everything's coming up, sunshine and Santa Claus. Everything's gotta be bright like that lollipops. Everything's coming up roses for me and for you.
Well, Alan J. Lerner must have had a special predilection for flowers. We heard Heather on the Hill. Liza Doolittle was a flower girl, of course, in My Fair Lady. On a Clear Day You Can See Forever had flowers all over the place. And that was from the song we're going to play is from a wonderful score he wrote with Frederick Lowe to the film of The Little Prince, which is coming back in a very different form on Broadway. Here is our good chum, Steve Ross, telling us he's met a lot of flowers, but he's never met a rose.
Oh, I have met a daisy, but where we met is hazy. Now I have walked the streets with marguerites and clinging vines beside me. Yes, I've met a lot of those, but I never met a rose. There's often been a heather, an armful altogether, and I have even met a violet who almost satisfied me. Yes, I've met every kind that grows, but I never met a rose. Among the dahlias, I used to dally. I left a lily in the valley. But now and then I ponder and wonder as I wander among the fields and shrub. Perhaps the trouble is, who knows, that I never met a rose. Never, never met a rose. ¶¶ While roaming through the clover, perhaps I passed her over. When all is said and done, am I the one to blame? Who knows that I never met a rose? Never, never met a rose.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid. Forget my shoulder. When you're in need, forgetting birthdays is guaranteed. And should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses and roses suit you so. Is frantic, my temper's cross. With words romantic, I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me, and it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. In me you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, just turn and go. I won't send roses and roses suit you so.
That was the deep and mellifluous baritone of Brian Stokes Mitchell singing a song from Jerry Herman's Mac and Mabel, sung beautifully. Usually you hear it barked out by Robert Preston, by Bob Preston on the Cast album. But that is a lovely version of that. Well, we have one more Alan J. Lerner. Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane, with whom we started our Hour of Broadway Bouquet. This is from a show called Carmelina, which, you know, closed, you know, 8 minutes after the second act in the 70s, but a beautiful score and gives us an opportunity to take one more walk around the garden.
That old April yearning once more. roses beckon me yonder. For one more walk around the garden, one more stroll along the shore, one more memory I can dream of on, until I dream no more. For one more time perhaps the dawn will wait, and one more prayer, it's not too late to gather one more rose before I say goodbye and close the garden gate. That old urge is saying it's time to go straying, where no one but April can find me. To try and recover the heart of a lover that I left lying somewhere behind me.
So before we close the garden gate, we have one more floral arrangement, as it were, the song Flowers from the musical Hadestown, which bounced back after COVID. So we hope everything bounces back and blooms and grows forever on Broadway.
Nothing comes out.
sun. I remember someone, someone by my side, turned his face to mine, and then I turned away into the shade. And find me lying in the bed I made.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.